We are looking at it shall be well with you. It's a topic, but it's fine that you said amen. Isaiah 3 verse 10. Say to the righteous that it shall be well with him. Don't worry, the Bible is not gender biased, so it can be well with her too. Amen. For they shall eat of the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked. He shall be ill with him. For the reward of his end shall be given him. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with him. So God asked Isaiah to tell Jerusalem and Judah that, you see, the righteous in you, the background of this is that earlier on in that chapter, God told them that I'm going to deal with you people. I will take away your captains. I will take away bread from you. I will take away water from you. If you read the earlier chapter, the earlier verses, I will take away bread. I will take away water. I will put babies in charge of you. Your military, I will remove it. That defense you think you have. But tell the righteous. That is, things are going to happen. That's what God is telling Isaiah. You people, Israel will feel it. But tell the righteous, it shall be well with him. Interesting. Give me your Bible. Who has the same size with this Bible? Bro, why? That's not the same size. Yeah, it's not the same size. Yeah. So, hold this for me. So, this is heavier, right? Looks heavier. Okay. You see? Let's do a survey. Which do you think is heavier? If you are in support of this, hands up. Put your hands up very well now. I feel this is heavier actually. If you feel this is heavier, let me see. Up. I feel this is heavier. Okay. Which do you think is heavier? I want to give you another chance. Which is heavier? You are faced with facts. People are telling you which is heavier. This or this? If you go with this again. I saw some of your hands. Let me see your hands. Okay. If you think this is heavier, let me see your hands. Okay, so majority think this is heavier. Okay. This is yours. Let me tell you something. I am not a weighing scale. There's absolutely no way I will know which is heavier. They were about the same size. I had the same weight. But because I said, I feel this is heavier. And then he came to, I said, it looks like it's this. I saw the number drop of those who said the other one was heavier to two people. That tells you that you can change your opinion based on what you hear. I dare say you can believe a lie and live in a lie just by what you hear. Not because you have experienced it yourself, oh. Not because that thing has happened to you. But you just heard it and then you can just switch up and say, a man's reality can literally change just by hearing something else. So, God will now tell Isaiah, the righteous must hear something. Tell the righteous man, shape his reality. Tell him,
it shall be well with him.
Because what you hear makes up your life and your reality. Look at Mark 4. Mark chapter 4. So at first, some said, the other one was heavier. Even though you also don't know. You were just looking at it and you just feel, nah, that must be heavier. And that was nice because we had almost an equal number of those who said A was heavier than B. Then I said, I perceive this is heavier. Then suddenly, what started going through your mind? Pastor cannot lie. He has no reason to lie now. Abi, what are we doing here? It must be heavier. You know what now sealed you know what sealed it? If now then you just saw another person again. Say, that is heavier. Immediately you just say, I must be wrong. You have not weighed it yourself. You have not even gone through it. There are situations that you have not even gone through. You just heard someone say, nah. That's the way it is. That's how everybody goes through it. No, once you get to that certain age, that's how it is, so you just be managing it. You have not gone through it. You have not weighed it. You've not walked in those shoes, but you just say, yeah, it must be it. No, it's not. That's why you must pay attention to what you hear. Jesus said, take heed. Mark 4 verse 24. He said unto them, take heed what you hear. Because with the measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. Meaning what you hear multiplies in your life. Those who pay attention to negatives every time, they are going nowhere. It's the seed. Words are seeds. What you hear will definitely multiply. That's why you pay attention to what you hear. What you listen to. If you find joy, always listen to negative news and bad news, and you're just looking for, where plane crash didn't happen today, why? I told someone, I said, I don't watch horror movies. Now, not because of anything. Someone felt maybe it's because I'm scared. Me. Movie. I was a child when I knew that a movie is a movie. When I'm watching a movie, I don't cry. I have been on set before. Amen. I've been on set before. I know behind every scene. I know how many people are sitting there eating bread. I've handled scripts before. I'm not going to tell you the movie. I didn't even think this. You should still be on YouTube though. Last time I checked. The time I checked, I said, that's right. I can never tell you. You can never find it. My ears were so long. I think I was 9 or 10. So I know what movies look like. I know what making films. And don't ask me at all. Amen. Sealed. No special requests. Hallelujah. Not because I'm scared of a CGI that they are using as Cobra. But somehow, what you feed your mind can influence decisions. Say, Pastor, it's just a movie. I really don't count it as anything. Count it. Maybe you should start counting it. Science will say, when you are hit by something sudden, there are two reactions that adrenaline can give you. Remember, either you fight or flight. I mean, fight or flight hormone. Remember? Sometimes the reason why one person will fight and the other will fly are the things you have fed them. Everybody came with a clean slate. What makes you think the way you think is the environment you grew up in. The things they said to you. Some started hearing Olodo right from, they've not even started school. Preschool. That's when the parents have ignorantly, I want to presume. Say, so you are you. This is the sharp one. So you grew up thinking, yeah, my brother is the sharp one. I'm not. And even though you have not walked that reality, what you have heard, you said, this weighs more. Are you listening to me? Nobody came with fear in your heart. Something happened. Maybe they have done this life for you before. You know this life. My son, jump. My son, jump. I will catch you. I am your father. You've not seen that TV drama. How have you seen it? I should have seen it now. My son, jump. Then the son jumped. Then the father. This is a lesson that you trust no one. Then some years later, cultists are disturbing the boy in school. They are pressuring him. He wants to open up to the father, but he has learned to trust no one. You have sown a seed that looked like there was nothing there. I just taught him a lesson. But it has multiplied. What you hear is too vital. So God told Isaiah, say to the righteous, it shall be well with him. Let him hear something from you. Are you following me? Don't forget, in Romans 10, Paul helps the church in Rome to know, says, verse 17, he says, faith comes by hearing. So, the same way I explained that fear, anxiety, they come by hearing. They come by hearing. You've not seen children before that play around electricity. And you wonder, don't, stop! Because why? You, things have happened before, amen. And even though the child might not have experienced it, somehow, there's a fear of what he has not even passed through. But because he heard. So if faith comes by hearing, fear too comes by hearing. Love comes by hearing. Are you listening to me? So Jesus says, pay attention. Take heed what you hear. Every time you are always listening to song about bum bum. Every time. You say it's nothing, just the tune I like. It's a seed. It's a seed. Take heed what you hear. Say, say to the righteous, it shall be well. Why do you have to say it? Because righteous might not see it. Might not even see it tomorrow. Might not even see it next week. So you've got to say it to him to put him in remembrance to be pregnant with God's promises. In due season, you will birth it. Sometimes you just have to be pregnant with the promises. Say to the righteous, it shall be well. Righteous man might not see you tomorrow. Those of you who are English scholars, shall is what kind of, is it present? Don't we have teachers in the house? Bro Pam, come. You study English. This is where to use it. You have guided us since, so I don't want to disgrace you. You're a family man. If you cannot remember, just let us know. I think we have a final year student in English here. Oh, she's not around. Oh. It's time to shine. Can you? Your wife and children are here. Don't embarrass the family. I don't know if, what do you call Sha? What, how do you describe Sha? Can you give me a microphone? Sha. Because that Sha, we have to break it down. Why is it, say to the righteous, it is well? He didn't say to the righteous, it is well. Meaning, God is telling Isaiah, what is about to happen is not well, though. It shall be well. Are you listening to me? So, I gave you time. It broke code. I gave you time to think about what to say. Just 30 seconds.
So, shall is futuristic and it's sure to happen. Yes, sir.
Okay. Theology, ball. Thank you. So, whenever you use shall, it's not in the present. I need you to focus on that. Like I said, this teaching it's a bit in the same flavor as faith and patience that we just finished. It is bound to happen, but it has not happened. Say to the righteous, if there is anything you need to know, is that it will be well with you. Oh. That means it's a promise of ultimate peace. Not necessarily the absence of the current pain. But an assurance that God will see the righteous through it. So, God sees the pain. God sees the anxiety. God sees the pressure. God sees the doubts. He sees the many questions on your heart. Hidden secrets. That's tautology. Secrets that nobody knows. And they are heavy on your soul. And he's telling you, if you can be certain of one thing, it shall be well with you. What a promise. What a promise. And let me say this. There is nothing you're going through, or that's going through you, Selah, that you cannot overcome. I'm going to imply this a bit loosely. You know, Paul explains that there is no temptation that comes to you that is beyond you. Right? That you do not have the power to overcome. None. None. So if you find yourself struggling with something, it is because God has weighed you and he thinks you can win. Let me say this. If you cannot win, it will come to you. Hallelujah. Your role is to be pregnant with the promise. Stay there. Don't hear something that will change your reality. Don't give in to another spirit. Are you listening to me? You find yourself struggling with smoking. It's because you can win. He has weighed you. And it's because you have the grace and the graces to win over it. Find yourself struggling with lust and pornography and all manners of addictions. It's because you can win. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with you. You've got the ability and the grace to win over it. If you don't, it won't come. It won't come to you. Let me say this. There are some of you, brother, do you smoke? You're not being said to church. Now you're church, you can talk to me. Okay. If you don't, it's very likely that if you do, if that thing comes to your life, it can ruin you. And so what will God do? In all manners of ways, he will shield you from it. Because he knows, this one can wreck him. That explains what Paul is saying. That there is no temptation that is above you. He will weigh you and put an edge to protect you from that which is above you. So it's not really strength sometimes. So why is that? I don't smoke, I don't drink. It's not really strength. Thank God for that. How do you get what I'm saying this night? Am I going too fast? Sometimes we think it's strength. I have been able to master over it. Ah! Just thank God. It's actually weakness. It means in that area, if you fall. And so God is going, what's God going to do? He's going to protect you in all manners of ways. I remember growing up, area wise, we had a motel beside our house. Like the next compound. Yeah, it was a motel. Before they now converted it to a school and then to a house. It was a motel. And I used to go there. Bro. Not to preach, though. I used to go and pick canters. No, canters. The bottle cover. And quite a number of times, I saw empty drinks where no one was watching. And at no point did it occur to me to just have a sip. I say, it's because you are well trained. Ah. Are there not people that are well trained who just want to explore? It was years later. There was a brother like that. They call him Patrick. Pato. All the time he gave me cigarettes. And this is how you're going to do it. He was about 23 then. 23, maybe I was 10, 11. So this is how you are going to take it. This is how you take it. And he gave me. And I looked at it. I said, this is fire now. That was what came to my head. This is fire now. I put fire in my mouth. Why is Jongo? So I said, no. He said, no, take it now. You will feel better. So I said, I'm coming. I'll come and take it. I left. That's some people's introduction in life. That's how it all started. And you can't blame. Are you listening to me? But somehow with all the pressures, I was not the kid that they were locking inside though. Liberty, Boku, at least before my dad comes back. Yeah. Liberty, Boku, but liberty was just for my mom. She's not going to do anything to me. She will not beat me. So, so as long as I can come back for my dad, and I know the days he will come back later, I know the days, you understand? So, I explored. And with all of that, God still found a way somehow, I have never tasted alcohol. I don't know how it tastes. You will see that as strength. I see it as God's grace protecting. Maybe you know. Imagine, Pastor, don't drink. Listen. Am I perfect? No. But you see, whatever imperfections I have, God knows I can win. You see, those ones I don't have, I must thank God for protecting me from them. Because they might be beyond you. How do you get what I just said now? Huh? Huh? How many? Let me see your hands. So the next time you find yourself in a fix, it looks like, this is dark, this is gloomy. Remember, you can win. In the midst of famine and seeming God's anger to Judah, he says, tell the righteous, they will win. It might not be tomorrow morning. It might not be next week Thursday. But if there is something that is bound to occur, is that the righteous man will win. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with you. Are you listening to me this evening? It's a training of the spirit to be able to hang on to God's promise when it doesn't look like it. I said it again. It's a training of God's spirit. There's a training of God's spirit that you must seek. In the same way, we are trained endurance in the place of prayer, right? Perseverance. Husband says, there's an issue. The money I was expecting is not really coming. As a spouse, you should be able to say, all will be well. Elisha prayed for a child, for that woman. The child died. And the utterance of the woman is, it shall be well. That is a life that has learned to trust God. Bishop Ben, I would say, man cannot live by what he sees. He has to live by faith. If you live by what you see, you can't please God, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. We must not be light-fed Christians. Are you listening to me? You say, Fawaraja. Fawaraja. Just fake. Fake. Dupe. Don't dupe others based on their appearance. Because that's what some of us do. When things are going smooth, you raise hands. What's that song? That song. We lift our hands. Whoa. We are in our life. You are lifted in our hands. Whoa. You are glow. Why? There's money. You are fried plantain. It's waiting at tomato service. With mango juice. Amen. With grilled chicken. So when you say, we lift our hands, your two hands are up. You are faithfuler from the ages. But it's easy to sing because you've got a job. When there is no job, and you have sent 192 emails. They don't even say you are not qualified. They don't reply. No, there are two different things. I always tell people, when they say you are not qualified, thank God. At least they saw it. Amen. Just say, God, I thank you. They are seeing me. I'm being noticed. It means your email can still receive emails. You don't get. Email that received, you are not qualified, is the one that will receive, you have been scheduled for an interview. It's the same email. Trusting God for your child. You see, you have one. You are seeing your period. Why are you hating your period? You are seeing, that means your system is working. Amen. Calm down. Are you listening to me? You still have a bank account. Go and upgrade it from that nonsense student account. How can a bank account not be able to collect on 200k? You are telling God plenty this year. What do you think plenty is? Is it 200k? If you collect 200k to the details, you bring utility bill. And then 200k. And you say, God, I trust you for plenty. I trust you for plenty. Where will the plenty enter? Go and upgrade that one first. Amen. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with you. You see, where the work is the shall. Because it's not now. And where the work of faith is that you don't know when. You know what God says in due season? How do you know due season? God, what is the due season? I explain to you how Mary's due season was as a teenager. She gave birth as a teenager. Elizabeth was looking for a child since. And God called both of them and said, it's your due season, it's your due season. Eventually, it was well with both of them. It will be well with you. In difficult times, we can't say, I'm finished. No, it is finished. Amen. That's what Jesus said. It is finished. No, I'm finished. You're not finished. You're just getting started. Ministry. I didn't even understand everything that's going on. No, it's finished. No. It's just starting. Next time you tell yourself, oh, it shall be well with me. Well means completely good. Perfect. It shall be well with me. It's not empty faith. That's what the devil will have you think. Oh, you are just the empty faith. All this one is cho-cho-cho. It's not about saying it. No, it's about saying it. Salvation came because you say, Jesus is Lord. And I believe that, and I receive him. That's how you are saved. So words are not empty. Words are not mere words. Don't let the devil trick you to think, oh, it's just mere words. You're just saying it. No, I'm not just saying it. I am saying what God has said about me. And his word does not fail. Not one syllable goes to the ground. So I say it again. Listen to me. Every force that holds the word in place, I say it again. It shall be well with me. I won't end up badly. Shall be well. Shall be well. Shall be well. Shall be well. Are you listening to me? The same power that snatched Jesus from the grave. I trust that power. That shall be well with me. So he said, say to the righteous, if we pay attention to what God is saying again and again, and we keep our minds on it, then we will stay in peace the more. Joseph's story was such a story. Let me ask a question. You knowing the story of Joseph now. Hindsight. You know the story of Joseph. But faith come. Who would do Joseph? Brewa, you look like someone that is sold to slavery. Joseph. Rise and come. You are outside the story. You are in 2026. Somehow you traveled back in time and you met Brother Joseph. Is there anyone who is Joseph here? But Joseph is not in church. Okay. No, there's supposed to be Joseph, but Joseph from Unilag. So you are Joseph. Even though you are Isaac. But you are Joseph now. And you meet Joseph. Somehow, 2026. and you are seeing Joseph crying in the pit, what will you say?
It shall be well.
You will not say it shall be well. You say, relax. See, have your seat. The way you are going to be convincing him, it will be, I wish you can see what I'm saying. And he's crying in Potiphar's house. And he's saying, nothing is going well. From a choice son to the slave, even Potiphar, Potiphar's wife is doing me anyhow. What will you tell Joseph? Say, see this entire Egypt. See this entire Egypt. You will rule over it. And Joseph say, it's not just about cho-cho-cho. It's not just all this shall be well. It's not about mouth. Are you not hearing yourself now? That's the way you sound sometimes. The one who knew the end from the beginning says, say to the righteous. We're going to go further in this, because there's a clause. He said to the righteous, it shall be well. It shall be well with him. There is nothing about the righteous man that ends badly. He's like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. His leaves are green. He brings forth fruit in due season. That is you. He said to Joseph. You know what will have vexed Joseph more? When prophet is talking. People will say, even after this Potiphar's house, so he remain one place. You will go to prison. I've said it. Everything is just going from bad to worst. Prison. I'm already a slave. But it shall be well. You get it. Next time. Maybe you should tell yourself, I'm in a Joseph journey. Amen. At the end of it, it shall be well with me. Job lost everything he had. Guess who got multiple folds of what he had before? Job. Nothing ends badly for the righteous. Nothing. 1 Peter 1. You learning something? It's a training of the Spirit. To be able to hold on to God's word without seeing a glimpse of how it's going to happen. It's a training of the Spirit. 1 Peter 1. Verse 6. Wherein you greatly rejoice. Are you there? If you are there, say amen. 1 Peter 1 verse 6. Wherein you greatly rejoice. Though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Can we read verse 8 and 9 together? Whom having not seen, you love. In whom though you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Amen. Faith brings salvation. Whether salvation as regarding to eternal life or salvation from trouble. Receiving, that is the end of your faith, will save you. It will deliver you. It says, even though right now you are in much trials through heaviness. And maybe that's how some of us feel. Heavy. Pastor, I am heavy. I really, really wish I had something to say. I really wish I knew what to do. If there's something you can hear tonight, and you can take it to any bank, it shall be well with you. I say it again. It shall be well with you. For those who don't know what the future looks like, it shall be well with you. Amen. Learn to trust God. Look at Job. See what Job will say. Job chapter 5. Sometime later this year, we'll pick up on Job. A bit. What a man. The beauty of Job is that he came before David, long before David. Even though the book came later. But Job came long before David. Some people argue that before Moses. I will not take that. But I know it's long before David. Because David quoted him. Job 5. Verse 19. Let's have verse 18. He makes sore and binds up. He wounds and his hands make whole. Verse 19. He shall deliver you in 6 troubles. Yea, in 7 there shall no evil touch you. In famine he shall redeem you from death, and in war from the power of the sword. See, this is how to be a Christian. That sometimes you just take this kind of scriptures and say, he will deliver me from 6 troubles. Yea, in 7. In famine I will know no hunger. Amen. He will deliver me from the sword. Not, it's finished. I don't even know what to do. Pick out those words. Because don't forget where you start from. What you hear can change your reality. Huh? What you hear can change your reality. People can live in a lie all their lives just because they heard something that was wrong. We were seeing one TV drama recently, and I don't know if you remember, and someone went to hospital for a test. So they gave him a wrong result. So they gave him, apparently he had malaria. So they gave him the result. If you are in the medical field, if you do this, he can sue you. He gave him the result of someone who had a terminal illness. We should go for palliative care. End of life care. Even though he didn't feel like it's end of life. It was just normal malaria. So he told everybody in the community, that's it. It's the end of life. What am I going to do? And so he didn't go to work, nothing. He was just covering himself up. Every day he wake up. Right? So they started bringing food. Everybody in the community would drop food. Hey, yeah, sorry, yeah. Oh, this is how you're going to go. And he lived like that for weeks. Even when he got better. Because malaria eventually finds his way. Even when he got better, he still felt, the thing is just doing me anyhow. Just because someone gave a report. So eventually they called him. He said, oh, it was a mismatch. It was a mistake. You do not have this. You just have malaria. Go and buy this. But he was used to the gift, so he didn't stop. A lie just changed the reality of someone. I think he even sold his clothes. So he gave people his clothes. He said, very soon, I don't need clothes. Savings, all the savings, packed it. Gave it to his friend. A lie. No one, you know that you're not going anywhere. That friend. Alpha, bro. Hallelujah. I don't believe in a lie. I don't believe in a lie. Thank you, Jesus. So let's go. Let's read what Job said. Verse 19 again. He shall deliver me in 6 troubles. Yea, in 7, there shall no evil that will touch, no evil will touch me. In famine, he shall redeem me from death. In war, from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be healed from the scourge of the tongue. Neither shall you be afraid of destruction when it comes. At destruction and famine, you will laugh. Neither shall you be afraid of the beast of the earth. For you be in the league with the stones of the field, and the beast of the field shall be at peace with you. He's saying, you be in the league with the stones of the field. That is, wild animals don't trouble stones. He's saying, you be in the league with the stones of the field. When the beast see you, they will fall in love with you. They will rest on you. That means, no destruction can come to you. Verse 24. And you will know that your tabernacle shall be in peace. Amen. And you shall visit, and you will visit your habitation and shall not sin. Verse 25. You will know, you shall know also
that your seed shall be great, and your offspring as the grass of the earth. Thou shalt come to your grave in full age. I know you say amen to that.
Amen.
That means you won't die young.
Amen.
I say you won't die young.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
These are things you need to hear. See, you go to grave in full age, like as a shock of corn comes in a season. Lo, this we have searched, and so it is. Hear it, and know it for your own good. This is Job talking to you. He said, you must hear it, and know it for your own good. That means there are things you must tell the righteous. There are things he must know. You can tell yourself, Romans 8. If God be for me, who can be against me? Say, Lord, we are more than conquerors. When last did you tell yourself that? Or is it all gloom? Is it all sad stories and, we don't even know that. I knew it. I knew that it was not going to work. Maybe my life is not just... Nah. If there's something the righteous must hear. If you are righteous, let me see your hands. Uh-huh. If there's something the righteous must hear, it shall be well with him. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with him. Go back to that scripture. Isaiah 3. Learn something?
Yes, sir.
Verse 10. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. This is the part people don't like. Growing up, every time I heard this scripture, nobody puts, they shall eat the part of, they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Everybody just say, it shall be well with the righteous. What if the righteous is eating the fruit of his doings? Because also the wicked, in verse 11, the wicked also will participate in his own. Are you listening to me? So, say to the righteous, let me read verse 10 and 11 together again. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with him, for they shall what? Are you not there? Isaiah 3 verse 10 and 11 again. Want to go? Say to the righteous, it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him. Woe unto the wicked, the reward of his own hands shall be given him. But for the righteous too, he shall eat what? The fruit of his doings. The righteous will eat the fruit of his doings. What does that mean?